This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Firstly, to all my brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We come to a special session today, and it's to do with Laylatul Qadr, one of the most important and one of the most the best night we could ever wish for in the entire year. This is the most powerful night of the entire year. This is the night where, subhanallah, angels from the seventh heaven, okay, who will come down to the earth. And this is the only night they come down to the earth. This is a very powerful night. This is not no ordinary night. There is no better night like this in the entire year. There's no better night like this in terms of how much Allah will give, in terms of reward, how much Allah, you know, how many angels are going to come down to the earth. In fact, it's the only night that Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the, down to the earth. Only night. So since Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, Jibreel alayhi salam has never returned to the earth except every year once. Okay, every year once he comes. And he comes with the seventh heaven angels. These are the closest angels to Allah. These angels, you can't get closer angels than that to Allah Azza wa Jal. And they come like an army with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, with many other angels from the different heavens. And they come and they completely cover the earth. They will cover the earth from Maghrib till Fajr on this night. And this night is coming in the next few nights. So look, guys, if you started your fasting on the day of Tuesday, so Tuesday, if that was your first fast, then your 10 nights, last 10 nights, is going to start from Sunday Maghrib. So tomorrow Maghrib is going to start. And those of you who started your fast on Wednesday, your last 10 nights are going to start on Monday Maghrib time. So you know, I'm not here to, you know, talk about who started when. You know, you started wherever. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik, may Allah bless you. It's Ramadan, the last 10 nights are coming, and this one special night is going to be in these last 10 nights, one of the nights. You don't know which night it is. Okay, we're going to get to the narrations later on about the different types, the different nights it could be. But look, it could be any one of these nights. Now, what's so special about this night? What's special about this night is that Allah's made this a pure bonus night. Now, look, guys, don't get me wrong, yeah? Subhanallah, you know when Black Friday comes, people go crazy on the bargains. When Boxing Day sale comes, people go crazy. When January sale comes, like, people, okay, not so crazy, but they're still out there looking for the bargains. Everyone wants a bargain. People used to queue up for the Boxing Day sales from about, you know, from 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning, they used to be out there. Right, for the Black Friday sales, people save up. They wait for that date in November now. Okay, it's become like one of the biggest sale days of the year. People wait, man. People save their monies, and when that night comes, okay, or when that Black Friday sale comes, they are there to pounce onto the deals. Imagine like tomorrow, if one of the massive stores, okay, said they're going to just give away their items for next to nothing. If they said, you know, our plasma screens or something that are worth £4,000 are going to be going for like £40. Now, who in the world, right, is going to be sitting back, right? If they said these, you know, electronic items are going to be going for like £20 that cost like £2,000. Okay, who in the world is going to be sitting back on that day? You know, sometimes that does happen. You get a bargain where a store is closing down, a franchise is closing down, and then they give a sale like no other. What do? People go whopper crazy, man. People are there. You know, they'll enter the store and forget, you know, forget like looking and searching for what they want to buy. They go in there, right? And they take it. Let's say, for example, they want a jacket. And they ain't got time to see which size jacket. They just grab like 5 jackets and they dump it into the trolley. You know that happens. And then they start, you know, later on they dump this, dump a few of these, dump a few of that. And then what they do is they look at the sizes. Because if you start getting into the store and you start looking at the size, by that time people have taken like half the stuff in the store. So people go wacko crazy when it comes to these bargains. Now look. In terms of the Akhirah bargains, there can be no other bargain night than the Laylatul Qadr, than this powerful night that is coming in one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Like, you need to be awake for this, man. This is bargain day. This is sale day. This is like Allah's giving. You know how much Allah's giving? Forget these bargains that you get down here. Allah's giving, you know, you do anything on this one night, it's times 1,000 months. What does that mean? That means it is times 83 years and 4 months of ibad. 83 years and 4 months of ibad. I think somebody calculated in 1 second, you're getting like 12 years, you know, in 1 second, you're getting, in 1 second, you're getting something like 12 hours or something like of ibad or something like that. In a second, in a single second. I can't remember what the exact details are, but if you want to calculate it before Laylatul Qadr comes, then please be my friend and calculate it. I remember coming across the post somewhere where each second is worth like, you know, months or years of ibadah. Can you imagine? This is like crazy, crazy amount. Not years of ibadah each second, but it's going to be worth a lot of hours, a lot of, you know, I don't know how many. Each minute is going to probably will be worth like a few weeks of ibadah. Now, we don't know if we're going to first live again to see another Ramadan. We don't know that. Second is, we don't know if we're going to even, you know, be able to see many years of our life. We don't know anything, okay? And on the other hand, I don't know how much actions I've done throughout my life that is, you know, worthy of something taken to the akhirah. Now, guys, look, I know you're busy. I know there's so much going on and so on, but you got to target this night. You got to be ready for this. Come on, mental. You know, you in terms of your mentality, you've got to say to yourself that this night I can't miss out. Come on, man. The whole year I've been on my phone. The whole year I've been, you know, just lazing around. The whole year I've been watching movies. The whole year I've been, you know, going from one shop to another shop. The whole year I've been talking on my phone. The whole year I've been doing whatever. I'm not saying personally me, but, you know, generally. Okay. So we've been using our time in so much stuff out there. Are you telling me that you can't spare 10 nights out of those 10 nights? Look, you got to try and look. First is, I want to target every single night, because you don't know which night is going to be. You don't know which of these 10 nights it's going to be. So the best is, you just make a mentality, say, look, I'm going to target every single of the 10 nights, because Allah's kept his secret for a reason. He wants us to do more. If Allah had said through his message, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell all your ummah, it's this night, okay, this particular night, what would we have done? Right, we would have just sat back, said, okay, that one night comes, we're going to do so much ibadah, and we're going to leave the other nights out. We would have guaranteed, most of us would have sat back. But for all of us to become like more, you know, agile and more active and more, you know, busy with ibadah, Allah said, okay, I'm going to give you this one night, but I'm going to change it in any one of the last nights. And guys, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, many other, Imam Ishaq al-Rahway, and so many other scholars, okay, that have said that this particular night changes every year, okay? Although there are ahadith to say that it could be the 27th night. So there is a narration in Sahih Muslim that it's 27th night. There is also another narration that says 21st night. There's another narration that says 23rd night. Okay. There's many narrations to say that it could be the 21st or the 23rd night or the 25th night or the 27th night or the 29th night or the last night. So all the odd nights in many ahadith have been mentioned. But there are other narrations to say that it could be the 22nd or the 24th or 26th or 28th or the 30th. Okay, so you can't really look, you can't really say it is this one particular night. You might be missing out on a massive, like you're taking a gamble, basically. You're taking a gamble and saying that, you know, I'm going to give myself, if you're going to target one night, you're going to give yourself a 10% chance of getting it right. Now, if you're going to be busy, like if you've got a very busy schedule, okay, I'm going to tell you how to approach this night, okay? So if you've got a really busy schedule, I'm going to make it really easy for you. But look, some people might be out there and saying that I'm going to just target just the odd nights. Well, that's your choice. You can do that. And it is more likely it's an odd night than an even night. That's definite, okay, from the different ahadith that we've received. Now, that particular night, it lasts from Maghrib till Fajr. Okay, as soon as Fajr time, the Adhan is given or the beginning of Fajr time comes, that's it. All those angels are going to go back up. Now, what happens on that night? Well, Allah Azza wa Jal is sending on this particular night all the different things to the angels. You know, the lower heaven angels. He's telling them what's going to happen on the earth for the next 1 year, till the next Laylatul Qadr. Till 1 year, 1 year's time, all the things. Like, for example, you've got a house that you're about to buy. Allah's going to send the hukum down to the angels and say, yes, yes or no. Right? You got a child coming along. On this night, Allah's going to tell the angels, yes or no. That guy's been making dua for a child. Well, I'm going to reveal to you, angels on the lower heaven, if this is going to happen or not going to happen. Allah's, you know, going to reveal for you, let's say, for example, your salaries, your bank balance, whatever it is that you've been asking for an increase. Allah's going to reveal to the angels what is going to happen on this particular night in terms of barakah, in terms of blessings, in terms of the good things that are coming ahead for the whole year. So imagine you are on that night already doing your ibadah to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, it's more likely that Allah is going to give, you know, extra special stuff to you because you're a good boy or you're a good girl. You know what I'm saying? But not just for those things that are going to come down. We want to do it because we want to look. If the whole year has gone by, I want to at least show Allah like something, you know, that I can do to show that I love Him for all the things that He's going to do. I think that's the best way to approach the night. Now, look, one night for my own akhirah, for my investment of the akhirah, like what this one night is going to bring me, like, look, imagine this, right? You do two rakats. It's like you doing, if you catch Laylatul Qadr with two rakats, it's like you've done two rakats for every single night for 365 nights or 355 nights according to the Islamic calendar. And then times that by 83 or something, like, or you could simply look at it as, you know, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has said it's 1,000 months, anything you do, that comes to 83 years. Every night for 83 years, I've done two rakats. If you've done four rakats, and it's 83 years, and four rakats, it's the same reward you get. Every single night that goes past your life now, you've just stored for yourself so much in advance. I can imagine you just read Alif Lam Mim outside of Ramadan is 30 rewards. In Ramadan, it's going to be 210 because everything's times 70, right? And imagine that 270 rewards is just Alif Lam Mim. That's all it is. Alif Lam Mim. Right? And we're not even going to Surah Fatiha. We're not even going to Surah Ikhlas. We're not going to anything else, right? Alif Lam Mim, 210 rewards in Ramadan. And now you've done it on Laylatul Qadr, okay? You're reading the Quran, you just said Alif Lam Mim. Now, what's that Alif Lam Mim worth? It's worth that much reward, okay? Times, okay? So 30 rewards you get for Alif Lam Mim, and then it's going to be times 70. Sorry, it's 2,100. So in Ramadan, it's 2,100 rewards for Alif Lam Mim. That reward is now there for you for, you know, times 83 years. Imagine you lived another 83 years every single night. You never even said that. That's written for you, right? One subhanallah gets you one tree in Jannah, gets you 70 trees. Because everything is times 70 in Ramadan, it gets you 70 trees in Ramadan. If you say it on Laylatul Qadr, now you've got that times, you know, 83 years. I don't know. You can calculate it on your phone or something or whatever, you know, to see how many you get. You're going to have nice large forests, okay, out there in Jannah where you can secretly hide and do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the thing is, look, each and every one of these things, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, okay, which means that, you know, there is nothing that will avert me from you know, any sin, or nothing that can make me do any good actions except for Allah Azza wa Jalla. So nothing can give me the ability to do good actions except for Allah. Okay, so you said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Outside Ramadan, one treasure box, according to a hadith. In Ramadan, 70 treasure boxes. On the night of Qadr, times it by, like, as if you're saying it for every night for 83 years. Wow. That's how many treasure boxes are there for you in Jannah, my friend. Can you imagine that? Like, we shouldn't be stopping. Like, this is like bonus time. This is like, you know, if there was ever a halal bingo and a halal lottery, whatever, this is it. This is it. You're making it for the akhirah. So there's no time to rest. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to Ramadan, he used to do his ibadah in Ramadan like no other month. So 11 months of ibadah, he used to do every single night. He used to spend like half a night. He used to spend a third of a night. He spent sometimes two-thirds of a night. This is outside of Ramadan. When Ramadan came, then he increased it to whatever amount it was. He increased it rather in the first 20, nights. When it came to the last 10 nights, ahya layla kullah, he spent the entire night in ibadah. Entire night. This is in various ahadith. In fact, it says sha'dal mi'zar. He basically, it's almost like saying he tied his belt, meaning that, he was very serious. He stayed away from his wives on this night. Like, he never slept with his wives for these 10 nights. And he did ibadah like no other. He used to come in the masjid. He used to do i'tikaf, obviously. So i'tikaf is when you seclude yourself in the masjid. He would have a kind of a piece put onto the floor where he would sit. Okay, and when he sat on that piece, everyone knew not to disturb the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for these 10 nights, he was wow. There was nothing like it. The Sahaba say there was nothing like it. In fact, these are the only 10 nights when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go and wake up his wives. So imagine this: the whole year goes by, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, in the daytime, is encouraging people to do the tahajjud, to do qiyamul layl, and so on. But he's not waking anyone up. It's up to you. Voluntarily, you wake up. On these 10 nights, though, he went around all his wives. He made sure in the middle of the night, he would say, get up now, do your ibadah. He would wake up his wives and he would remind them, "Wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah," Allah has commanded us to remind our families to get up for prayers. So this was something special the Prophet ﷺ would do. And on top of that, okay, what we've got is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, doing not only his ibadah and his i'tikaf and seclusion in these last 10 nights, but he's told us, according to hadith of Bukhari, man qama, now one hadith says, man qama Ramadan, whosoever stands up in the nights of Ramadan, okay, in prayer, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. All your past sins and your future sins basically are going to be forgiven, meaning the minor sins. Okay, Allah's going to take care of your minor sins. And your past sort of sins are something that Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive. In fact, it says, not the future, but the past sins. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And according to one hadith, it says that Iman and wahtisaban, if you stand up with your faith and if you stand up with your with the hope of receiving reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will take care of your past minor sins. Okay, for major sins we have to make a special tawbah. But there's the hadith says, man qama laylata, like laylatul qadr, whoever stands up on this night of laylatul qadr with prayer, Allah will give a special forgiveness. So there's special forgiveness. In fact, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Messenger of Allah, what should I say on this night if I find it?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what you should say is, "Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afa fa'fu anni." Or, "Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afa fa'fu anni." There's different narrations. Or, "Wallah, you are the... you are the effacer and the one who deletes sins, the one who wipes away sins. You love to wipe away sins, so wipe away my sins." Okay, so that's the dua, we should say on this night. Now, what can we do on this night? Now, I'm gonna make it easy for you. Look, some of you guys are working, you're busy, you've got work the next day. Guys who are not working, alhamdulillah, mashallah, but if you're still working, no problem. I'm gonna tell you how to approach this night. The first and foremost thing to do is, look, it's going to start either for you, if you start your fasting Tuesday, like I said, from Sunday Maghrib, every night for 10 nights, it could be any one of those nights, Laylatul Qadr. So what you're supposed to do is this: look, please, the number one thing you can do, okay, do yourself a favor, put your phones away. Like, look at your phone during the day, do all your things for the phone during the day, right? Those of you who are lucky enough to not have to go to work early in the morning, you should change your pattern and sleep after Fajr, if you can. If you can't do that, okay, I understand. Sleep after Isha, like a couple of hours, whatever, then get back up, right? Those of you who are working, then sleep, come home. If you can, go to get a nap straight after work till, somewhere near iftar, get up, do your asr, whatever, do your, after that, do your iftar, maghrib, and so on. So you've at least had a rest. Okay, but phones, smartphones, tablets, TVs, whatnot, okay, especially, I don't know, some of you are getting, you're thinking that you're doing so much good in watching those Islamic channels and these other channels, I don't know how many TV Islamic channels there are, okay? A lot of them don't actually make you do ibadah. A lot of them are just talking about, they might be talking about the night, they might be raising charities, whatever, but it's not actually making you do something. You want to do something on this night, right? So what is it? So now you've done your iftar, you've done your maghrib, okay? You want to let your food digest, that's fine. Let it digest, okay? When Isha comes, you do your Isha, okay? With that, you do your Taraweeh, fine. You've done your Taraweeh. If you know that you're going to be definitely awake for later on, you can delay your Witr till later on. If you think that you might drop off, then do your Witr early. Okay, fine, that's done. Now, what are you going to do for the night? Because, look, the night's coming and you start feeling sleepy, right? So I'm going to give you a thing. What you do is, if you can do your iftar lightly, so let's say, for example, you're going to stay awake throughout the night, or you're going to, you know, spend more time staying awake. Food in the stomach is a massive reason why you're going to feel lethargic, you're going to feel tired. So what you want to do is that you don't want to have a very heavy iftar. Have a light iftar. Then you can have some light food after Taraweeh. Then you can have snacks throughout the night and have your suhoor at the end. That's the best thing you can do, because the more food you put, the heavier it makes your body. Especially with the food, you're going to have a lot of water. And all of that makes it heavy. Then you become lethargic. It's going to make your blood circulate more, because you need to digest the food, and with that you're going to feel warm and heat is going to rise, the temperature body is going to rise, and that's when you start feeling sleepy, right? So what you're going to do is with the food, look, take it easy and have different, you know, meals. Some of you can take a heavy meal and then, you know, go straight for the full night ibadah, that's fine, right? I'm just giving you tips of making it easy. The next thing you do is, if you want to do a number of ibadah and you want to mix it, so you don't want to do one thing throughout the, you know, for a long time, because your sitting posture and wherever you are, if you sit in the same place for definitely more than 45 minutes, but even if you're like there for 20 minutes, it could make you start feeling sleepy, even 15 minutes. So every 15 minutes, if you can change, or every 20 minutes, if you can change something different, that's very good. So what you want to do is this. You want to do, like, let's say you've done your Taraweeh. Okay, do some tasbih. Say Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu Akbar. Okay, so you're praising Allah Azza wa Jalla through this tasbih. What do you get from this tasbih? This tasbih you can say as many times as you want. Okay, this tasbih is going to get you, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you say once, then it gets you more than whatever the sun is rising above. So the whole world and whatever it contains and all the other galaxies, whatever, you know, the planets we've got around the sun, whatever is there in terms of value, more than that you will get in terms of reward for saying it once. Now in Ramadan things are times 70, so that times that by 70, and Laylatul Qadr, like I said, man, 83 years more, like as if you're saying it every single night. So, and don't do it just like that. Say with a tune, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. And if you want to add on, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Repeat that a few times. Now, after 15 minutes or whatever, you know, change. Either, like, change your posture. Now, get up and do two rakats. It's very good. Look, get up, physically get up. Do two rakats in Nafl. Now, is there a special salah you can do for Laylatul Qadr? There is no such thing. I know some people say that, you know, some books say that you can do a special Laylatul Qadr, two rakats. There's no such thing. You just do two rakats of Nafl. You do two rakats of nafal. Just get up, two rakats, normal two rakats. And the best thing is, what you can do is you can prolong the sujood. I want you to do this. When you get in sajda, lengthen it. It's so sweet, okay? Just make it like, normally you do like a 5-second sujood or a 7-second sujood, 10-second sujood. So what I want you to do is I want you to lengthen it to half a minute sujood. Or you do 1 minute sujood, you're going to really enjoy this. Okay, don't make yourself too tired. What the ulama normally say is that the first two rakats that you do should be a light two rakats, because you want to get your body used to it. It's like you're going to the gym. You don't want to just burn yourself out. Do a light two rakats. Okay, keep it short. Okay, and then after this, what you do, you might want to do another two rakats. Okay, now come back, get some Quran done. right? Some Quran recitation, read it. And when you read it, don't just read it like, you know, with it, with just in your mind. Try and read it with the voice. Sometimes with your voice, you get tired, then you can do it, you know, quietly, no problem. But do some Quran, okay? So you read maybe, I don't know, quarter juz or something like that, half a juz, whatever it is, 15, 20 minutes gone, put it away. Now get on to something else. What are you going to do? Now do some istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. You know, you're seeking forgiveness from Allah, but say with a tune, because it's going to make you want to say more and more. You're going to get into the mood of saying more and more. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Okay, now do that for like 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever, you know, you can do without getting tired, okay? As soon as you're like 10, 50, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, especially 15, 20 minutes, change. Now go and do some rakats again. 2 rakats, 4 rakats, whatever you're going to do, right? Change, because when you get up for the rakats, look, your whole body's up now. You're in a different mood now. Because when you're slightly lying down or slouching, okay, the body says, you know, it should start to switch off and go to sleep. Now, go and have a snack, right? Look, 45 minutes have gone. Go and have a snack. I'm going to tell you a wonderful thing to drink if you can. There's a matcha green tea that you can get. You can find it on Amazon. It's from Japan. Matcha tea. M-A-T-C-H-A. Okay, I've been having it lately. You can probably see I've lost a bit of weight. Okay, that's part of the reason. One day I'm going to give you a whole thing of how I lost, you know, my dieting and how I lost the weight. But this is a very beautiful thing, because matcha tea, M-A-T-C-H-A, a Japanese leaf, a leaf where they grind it, a very fine powder. Okay, so you make tea with that. It's green tea, basically. It's very good for your body. A lot of health benefits. Okay, but it has some caffeine inside it. It's not like coffee. It doesn't have a bad effect, but it has some caffeine inside it. What it's going to do is, it's very good for digestive system. It gives you a lot of vitamin C. It gives you a lot of benefits. Good for your liver, good for your heart, good for your body in many ways, guys, in many ways. Good for your indigestion and so on and so forth. Okay, so fine. Matcha green tea, if you can order it, get it, okay? Try and get a premium one. Don't go for the cheap end one. Go for a premium one. It might cost you about £28 or £30 from Amazon or something, but you get it, you have to actually whisk it and make the tea, okay? It's going to be, you have to whisk it, not just with a spoon, because it's so fine powder that it won't mix like that. You can't do it with a spoon. So anyway, get a whisker, just whisk it and have that. It's going to keep you awake. It's good for your digestion. Trust me, I've been on it, okay? And there's a bit of caffeine in it, so it's going to keep you awake. It's going to keep you awake throughout the night. Now, if you want to go, if you want to get sleep, again, you better decide how much of that you want to take, because, you know, different people have different reactions to caffeine, all right? It's got a bit of caffeine, not too much caffeine, but it's very healthy. This green tea is very healthy for you. Now, add fiber into your diet, or fruits and so on, into a diet to balance off the caffeine, because fiber makes you sleepy, right? So if you have a bit of fiber, especially at your suhoor time, it should make you sleepy again. But anyway, look, that aside, go and have a break. Go and get some food. Now, come back again. Now do some ibadah. What are you going to do now? Sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. Send salawat in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, okay? Then get up and do some rakats, and then make some dua, right? Now add some dua. Now this dua could be a 5-minute dua. You might do a 10-minute dua, whatever. Just do some dua, okay? You got to change, because if you stay in the same place, same position, doing the same thing, you're going to drop off. Especially if it's nice and warm, the temperature is warm, the room temperature is warm, your body temperature is rising, okay, and you're feeling relaxed, then and you're in the same position for long, you're going to drop off. And that happens very easily. Phones out the way for the nights. Guys, if you can do that, then you're going to make it through these nights. Otherwise, if you start looking at your phone, oh, who sent me something? Let me check this, let me check that. 2 hours are gone, 1 hour is gone, half an hour is gone, just like that, without you even realizing it. So you don't want to do that, okay? Now, get up and, you know, you can now do something else. right? Let's just say, for example, like that, you did another 15 minutes. Get down and maybe do some more dhikr. Let me give you another dhikr. You can do the dhikr of Yunus alayhi salam that he did when he was in the belly of the large fish. He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimeen. There is no other deity besides you, O Allah. You are so glorified. Inni kuntu minal zalimeen. I've been the one who's been in the wrong. Okay, so repeat that a few times. Now, you want to look for another tasbih? There's plenty of tasbih that you can do. You can say, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-azim, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-azim. These two phrases are most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla according to Sahih Bukhari. They're very weighty on the scales of the Day of Judgment. They're very light on the tongue, and you want to repeat them with passion and love for Allah. That Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, so glorified is Allah. So, you know, I begin with his praise, Subhanallahi al-azim, and I'm saying that Allah is so glorified, so pure, the great. Okay. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-azim. And then, you know, if you want to just say La ilaha illallah, the best afdalu dhikri La ilaha illallah, the best dhikr is La ilaha illallah, according to hadith Tirmidhi and many other hadith. Okay, so La ilaha illallah, 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 La ilaha illallah. If you want to make it easy for you, look, I've got an entire video on the internet. It's for your ta'aleem, it's for your education. That video is there of me doing the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. On YouTube, you will find it. Just put in, you know, my name with dhikr next to it, and that video with La ilaha illallah being said will come up. Now, you can just say La ilaha illallah over and over again for an hour by just listening to that, if you want to do that, okay? But that's, look, I don't want you to sit in one place for an hour. You're gonna knock yourself out. So what do you do now? Now, get up, go and wash your face. Now, seriously, go and use the toilet, go and use the bathroom, because you need this. You need the body to, you know, do something different. You need to now wash your face. If you ever feel cold on these nights, if you ever feel sleepy on these nights, you want to get something cold on your face, so cold water on your face. Now, if you want to make it even better, you know, I've done this, you know, go to your door, okay, your front door, your back door, open the door with a wet face and breathe the air, my brother. Okay, that cold air at night is going to get into your lungs, get into your system. It's going to wake you up. Now go and clean the inside of your nose. You need this. Guys, you need this on this night. Why? Look, our wudu does this anyway. But it's really good to do this because the oxygen, when it gets inside, it's going to, you know, wake you up again. Okay, you need that fresh air. You know, let the cold air dry your face. Don't use a towel. That really wakes you up. Okay, it's really good. Now come back in. And get back to ibadah again. Get back to ibadah. And you want to say, Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. And just say Allah's name, call him, make dua. Okay, now if you want to go straight into sujood, okay, you want to go, you've done your rakat, you're going to do more rakats, okay, but you want to do something special, go straight into sujood. And just sajda on its own, okay, make sure you've got wudu and then you go sajda on its own. And now just talk, this is the only moment in sujood that you can talk to Allah in any language you want. Normally in salah, it's forbidden to talk to Allah in any other language except for Arabic. Okay, so salah is only Arabic. But a sajda on its own, so you're going from standing straight into sajda. There's no salah with this, okay? You're just going straight into sajda and you're just saying Subhanallah, 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 and then you can talk to Allah in your sujood. That's also in the sunnah that Prophet ﷺ just went into sujood. And of course, he spoke in Arabic. But this ulama say that if it's a sajda on its own, you can talk to Allah in any language that you want. So do that. Then get up. Do now two rakats again. Do now prolong the rakats, okay? Take it easy, okay? If you can, I'll tell you what to do. Dim the lights, right? Dim the lights. Stand up. You want to do it with khushu. Now think of standing in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Think of that, you know, this could be your last moment of showing Allah some ibadah. Maybe it's your last Ramadan. And, it, you know, feel it's like Laylatul Qadr. And now Allahu Akbar, and take it slowly. Do it easy, okay? Now say the surah easily. Say Fatiha nice and slowly. Go into ruku and try and, you know, get into ruku and stay into ruku. Stay in ruku by just keeping the mind focused on Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is your night. This is your ibadah. You're going to find it on the Day of Judgment. You're going to need this, my friend. Okay, now do your salah slowly. Like I said to you, now the sajdas, make them a little bit longer. Don't tie yourself out though. Make them a little bit longer. Do your tahiyyah properly. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Now think what I'm going to do. I'm going to do another two rakats. I'm going to go back to doing some dhikr. Because there's plenty of dhikr. Like we just covered the 99 names of Allah in Ramadan. Okay, so you can use the 99 names. You can say, Ya man huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim al-Malik al-Quddus al-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير. And so on and so forth. You can come right to the end of the 99 names of Allah. Just look at it. Look and read it. You might have a dua book. So now it's time for you to do your Rabbana du'as. Okay, or your other du'as from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a brilliant, there are many brilliant books out there. Hisnul Muslim is a very good book, you know, with some du'as that are very authentic and so on. Use those du'as, contemplate on the English next to it, or any language that you know next to the Arabic of what you're actually saying. If you don't know the Arabic, it's really good to do that. Now, Quran again, guys, do some tilawa again. Get back to the Quran, do another half of juz if you can, do another quarter juz if you can, then do some mutasbih. Then, yeah, go for a snack, right? Maybe have another little tea. Okay, like that, keep yourself occupied throughout the night. If you have to get some sleep, then get some sleep, but make sure that you're awake. You know, some people find it hard to wake, some people, you know, find it easy. But look, guys, this is it. This is the night. We wanna get this night. This is the bonus. This is what we've been waiting for all year round. You're never gonna find another night like this. And Allah is sending the angels. Now look, what's the signs of that night? On that night, you're going to one of the signs of the night is that it's very calm, it's very cool, right, compared to other nights. If you want to do this, if you want to check the night tonight, how the weather is, okay, check the night the next night, check the night next night. Okay, now getting to the last 10 nights, check the night, the temperature of the night, the coolness of the night, the stillness of the night, okay. The like whether this night's not too hot, not too cold. Prophet ﷺ said this night is very peaceful because of the amount of angels that are there. These are one of the biggest signs you can find. And I've done this, like certain Ramadan, I'll be, you know, just listening out, opening the window, listening out, getting a feel of the night to see whether it is Laylatul Qadr. You can tell when it's Laylatul Qadr. There's something very special about that night. It's so peaceful, it's so tranquil that night. But the biggest sign the Prophet ﷺ gave is after Fajr. So after Fajr, when the sun rises, the sun rises without the rays shining out. Okay, and in one narration, it says there'll be like a slight drizzle following the morning of Laylatul Qadr. So these are big signs that you got in the morning, but you can get a feel of the night. But whether we get the feel of the night or not, guys, we're going to target the full 10 nights because we don't want to miss out on these 10 nights. Now, another ibadah you can do is Salatul Tasbih. Now, Salatul Tasbih, with all these different narrations, has been, you know, it's been given the grading of being sound, or some have even said it's sahih because of the many different narrations. There are weak narrations in that, but the many narrations combined together give us in a strong established position to practice it. What's Salatul Tasbih? Now, if you want to find out, go to this YouTube channel of mine, just scroll down. Last year, I basically did a whole video on Salatul Tasbih. So I'm not going to explain it right now, full thing, but it's a salah of four rakats where in each rakat you say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, 75 times each in each rakat. So it makes a total of 300 300 times in total. You can find a full video on this channel of mine on YouTube. Just search it with Salat Tasbih. You'll find it. I posted last year, Ramadan time. So you'll find it there. Go and find out. Go and learn how to do it. It's very simple. Once you know how to do it, I explain the whole thing there. And you want to do Salatul Tasbih. It can take you up to 20 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever, to do this. So you're busy. You're occupied in Salah. Okay? Dua, especially suhoor time, is something that you want to do. Because, you know, duas are there that we need. And it's a special night to get our extra duas in. Okay. Now, what else can we say about this night? Now, this night, look, we do all our ibadah, all the different types of ibadah. We've got dhikr, we've got tilawa, we've got multiple forms of dhikr, we've got salah, we've got tahajjud, we've got qiyamul layl, we've got du'as that we do. We're calling Allah's names, okay? We're reading our du'as from the books, we're contemplating on the English that's been said. Okay, you do all of that. And on top, sadaqah, okay? We want to give sadaqah because the sadaqah is a massive, massive... ibadah, which we do. It's very simple. All you've done is just given it from your pocket. It's gone. It's done. And you, my friend, subhanAllah, you have received a lot of reward for a simple act. Now, every cent, dollar, pound, penny you're going to give on this night is going to be multiplied as if you gave it first time 70. It could be, look, the hadith says, that any deed that we do is times up to 10, between 10 and 700. This is outside Ramadan. In Ramadan, things are times by 70. So you've got a multiple amounts. Now, on Laylatul Qadr, it's like you've given the same amount for the rest of 83 years and 4 months. Now, this is humongous. Like I've said to you, look, if you give 10 pounds sadaqah on Laylatul Qadr, it's like giving 21.5 million pounds of sadaqah. When are you going to ever be able to give that kind of sadaqah? If you give just 1 pound, it's like 2.1 million or something. I don't know what it is. 2.1 million. If it's 10 pounds, it's 21.1 million, something like that. Okay, you can do your calculation yourself of times you give by 1,000 months as if you gave it for 1,000 months. It's a humongous amount of reward. Now, of course, we've been talking about this throughout the whole of this month. Now, I'm just going to bring it up for you again on this screen here. Now, you'll find it, inshallah, in the description too. Now, this is the link. Okay, this is the link, and this link basically. We've made it very easy. If you want to automate your sadaqas for the last 10 nights. The last 10 nights are here. Look, we don't know which one of these 10 nights are going to... And when am I going to find the time to go and take something out from my pocket and give it on each of these nights? So mashallah, you know, these brothers have, you know, in Ramadan giving have made it easy. Okay, this particular link, just type it. And then select whatever you want to give. Now, you might want to say, I want to give more on the odd nights. You can do that. You might want to say, I want to give equally for the 10 nights. You can do that. You want to say, I want to give on this one particular night. You can do that. All right? It's up to you. Even if you give a pound, at least you're not missing. Can you imagine 2.1 million pounds of sadaqah just because you gave 10 pounds away? Out of that, you know, 9 nights, okay, you get, you know, whatever normal reward you get times 70. But on that one night, it's like giving 2.1 million pounds of sadaqah. Come on, guys. If you can spare £5 a night, which is only 50 pounds for the entire 10 nights, do it, my friend. If you've got 100 pounds, do it. 10 pounds each night. All right, I've already set mine up. I'm not going to tell you how much, but I've already set mine up. You set yours up. This is an opportunity, look, not to be missed. Like, this is the easiest thing you can do. You might not even get up for your ibadah, or you might be sleepy on that night. You might miss Laylatul Qadr because you just slept on the couch or something, right? You missed it for some silly reason. You might have wasted your time on telephone. This thing, you've got it because it's going out of your bank every single day. So you want to do this now, my friend, right? You want to do this now and make sure that this, you know, you'll find the link, inshallah, in the description. But you want to get this done. Now, the thing is, Rasulullah said, "Man hurima," like whosoever has been deprived of this night, they've been deprived. Now, it's a massive deprivation you've gone through. This is not a night where you sort of, you know, waste your time and so on. I've given you all the different, you know, many different methods to get different forms of ibadah done in different ways. Now, please, guys, spread the news to everyone of your family members that look, we want to make it a serious 10 nights. If you've got TV going on in the night, people are watching TV in the house, just tell them, that, look, you know, please try and get into the form of ibadah. Show them this video. This is a night like you'll probably never be more happier ever in the next world than what you've done on this one night. There's no time to waste, guys. There's no time to waste. Those of you who can go to i'tikaf, go into i'tikaf. The women that can't go, you know, into i'tikaf, what you can do is you can basically go into a corner of your house, okay? So in a corner of your house, you put up a barrier if you can. If not, everyone in the house should know that that's your corner for the last 10 nights. And what you do is you only come out of that corner or out of that room for your needs and necessities. Otherwise, you stay there. Okay, let your family members bring you food in there and let you eat there and let you then go back into, you know, your seclusion, and then you might use a bathroom toilet and come back again. So this is your room. This is your corner, and you want to do as much ibadah as you can. The men should try and get into a masjid for i'tikaf, and I know we're in lockdown right now, or partial lockdown, so you can't do i'tikaf in many masjids. So what you do, the men this year can also do the same thing. If you want to do it in your own house, take a corner and make that your spot, and make that your ibadah place, okay? You can do that for the nights of Ramadan. If you can't do the full 6-7 hours or whatever, that's fine. Do 4 hours, my friend. If not, then do 3 hours. If not, then 2 hours. If not, do sporadically. So you spread the hours in different parts of ibadah. So you might do half an hour ibadah. Take a rest. Look, you might not have the stamina to do so much. I understand that, my friend. Because not everyone's got the same stamina. So what you want to do is that you want to do like half an hour, take a half an hour break. Take 1 hour break if you want. Then do another half an hour. If you might do 10 minutes, then take a break 10 minutes. Do 15 minutes, take a 15 minutes break. It's up to you how you do it. Those of you who got the serious stamina, you will, inshallah, you know, spend the last 10 nights like this. Now, don't just target the 27th night. The 27th night has been mentioned in certain narrations, yes. But don't give it all, because with my experience, with many other ulama I've spoken to throughout the world, this is not just here, throughout the world, and many brothers who are into their ibadah, into their i'tikaf and so on, I've spoken to them and I've asked them, I said, what night did you feel like it's Laylatul Qadr? And you know, a lot of the times we kind of, you know, we coincide with the nights. We say, you know, we say it's the same night. Yeah, I feel the same. Because the thing is, that one night, you're going to feel like, oh man, you're getting so much sweetness in your ibadah. Honestly, that one night, you're going to feel like a thrill, a buzz. You're going to be like, wow, you know, I'm feeling so close. And they say, what's so special about this night? And brothers across the world have given the same night. Some years they've said it's 25th night. Some years they've said it's 27th. Some years they've said it's 29th. Some years they've said it's 21st. Really, sometimes they've said 23rd. Wow, you know, it changes. The night definitely changes. So you wanna get that. And then you know what? After this, you got Eid, man, coming up, right? You can relax on Eid, my friend. Okay, so just these 10 nights, give it your best shot. Okay, if you think that, look, I'm a busy person, I'm working, I can't, you know, do whole night, I can't even do that many hours. Okay, so do this for me. Get your iftar done, have a little rest, get your Isha and Taraweeh done, and then do whatever ibadah you can, and then go to sleep. Because you've got a working day tomorrow, you might just about wake up for suhoor, fine. Whatever you can do after Isha, do, you know, from the many things I've said, do that, and that's it. And please, I'm going to ask you also, if you can, please make dua for me. My duas are there for you. I'm giving a massive dua, extra dua for those people who've not only the Badr 313 campaign that we did, which alhamdulillah, we've got a very good response, but this one as well. May Allah bless all of you. May Allah give all of us tawfiq. I'm going to make a dua. I'm going to end with a dua. And then we're going to end this session, inshallah. But my du'as are the look for all of you in terms, you know, whatever position you're in. I don't care whether you've joined any of our campaigns or not. My du'as are there for you, right? I don't care whether you just joined on this night today, you know, today, talk about, you know, just listen to this reminder about Laylatul Qadr, or you've been watching me throughout Ramadan. My du'as are there for you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give you the best in terms of your world, the best in terms of the next world. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give you barakah in your health, in your wealth, in your rizq, in your provisions. Whatever Allah's provided you, may Allah give you the best. May Allah give you the best. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. So I want to make a dua now, so you can join the dua, inshallah, and then we'll end the session. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنا لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا ربنا ويا سيدنا ويا غاية رغبتنا يا الله يا كريم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. والله we ask you to forgive us and forgive our sins. والله we ask you to raise our status. Raise our status in this world. Raise our status in the next world. Oh Allah, forgive us, forgive our sins, forgive our minor sins, forgive our major sins, forgive whatever we've done in secrecy, forgive whatever we've done in the open. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us, oh Allah, give us tawfiq and ability to be there, vigilant and standing on the night of Qadr. On Laylatul Qadr, oh Allah, we ask you to make us stay awake for the entire night or for the best part of the night. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept all the different good deeds that we have done throughout our lives and accept our fasting, accept our standing, accept our sadaqas, accept our givings. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept the ibadah and the worship that we've done, accept our du'as and the good du'as that we've made. Oh Allah, remove from us our troubles, free us of our debts that we have. Give us shifa and give us, oh Allah, your cure from the bounty of your cure for the different pains and ailments that we have. Oh Allah, the du'as that we want accepted and the needs that we have in our hearts, you are a better knower of those needs. We ask you to fulfill our lawful needs, those things that you are pleased with and those things that are going to be good for us. We ask you to accept our dua. We ask you to give us the best of this Ramadan and to make us worship you the best of the nights that are coming ahead and to fast properly during the days of Ramadan. And we ask you after Eid, oh Allah, to keep us on the path for the next 11 months and to make us strong and keep us strong till the next Ramadan. And each Ramadan, oh Allah, make us stronger and stronger in our faith and in our devotion towards you. We ask you, O Allah, to forgive our parents and forgive those who are close to us and all those who have passed away. O Allah, we ask you to give them relief. O Allah, give them relief. O Allah, give them the best of the Akhirah. O Allah, give them, put them in the highest abode of Illiyin and make them come on the Day of Judgment that they have no regrets and nothing to fear for. O Allah, when we die, O Allah, make it the best death for us and make our lives in the graves or in Illiyin the most pleasurable and the most delightful time. O Allah, on the Day of Judgment, we ask you to keep us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, next to the prophets, next to the Sahaba, under your arsh, under the throne, and give our books in our right hands and make us have an easy account and make us go straight to Jannah without any punishment, without any reckoning, without anything to be scared of. Allah, take us to Jannah and take us to Jannatul Firdaus with all our loved ones and put us in the highest form, in the highest place of Jannah. Allah, all those brothers and sisters that have joined the campaigns that we have done with the Badr 313 campaign, the Ramadan giving campaign. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept all of them, accept their donations, accept all the people that have given. Oh Allah, give the best of their fate, give them the best of their fate during this month of Ramadan and for them in future, oh Allah, to have the best of whatever you've written for them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we ask you, oh Allah, not to deprive us of this night, not to make us be taken away by our nafs and our desires, by our old habits that take us down. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us fulfill and make us do the best of ibad and best of worship on these nights and to gain your forgiveness and to gain the best of whatever you've written for us. آمين يا رب العالمين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Like I said to you guys, it's on the screen right now, Ramadan Giving, spell it with a h.com/hint, and make your, you know, whatever donations you want to give for the last 10 nights, just fix it. It's up to you, whatever you want to give. And may Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, accept all the du'as and all the, you know, a'mal and the actions that we've done, and give us tawfiq and ability for more. Jazakumullah khair wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.